This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
My name is Bob Seaman. I'm a Tucson native. My family has lived here for much more than 100 years, 120 years.
I know you best because of the Cow Cycle, which I've seen at many a ciclovia. Would you describe the Cow Cycle for someone who's never seen it and like what inspired you to make it?
Well, the Cow Cycle is a fully articulated cow skeleton that I made a frame for, made out of bicycles and other parts. It's fully mobile and pedal powered and can roll down the road and ride down the road on it. And what inspired me was a friend. Her mother had died and she was looking for a project, and she previously had worked with horse bones, but she came to Tucson and I told her, well, I can't find any horse bones, but I know I can find cow bones. And so in a rapid succession, the idea of making it the Cow Cycle came through. We wanted to make a movie about Dia de los Muertos, and because November 2nd is my birthday, and since I grew up on the border, my mom always made a big deal about me being born on November 2nd, or Dia de los Muertos. And so it sounded like a good idea. But then with my friend's death of her mother, my mother then began dying. And it was really interesting that I'd go out on rides with my mother down in Rio Rico by Nogales and collect cow bones with her. And anyway, my mother died. And when I finished the Cow Cycle, my family and I took it out on for the procession, and we had my mother's urn of ashes inside the rib cage of the Cow Cycle. So,
what are some of like the reactions you get from people when you're out and about on it?
Oh, the cool thing about the Cow Cycle, as far as anything I've ever made or done, is the Cow Cycle has broad appeal. It is really funny to hear like one of the common reactions is, well, of course, that's badass. But then one person said one time, oh, that's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. But then she was distracted like 2 minutes later. It's like, well, I guess it's really not that. But yeah, the reactions can be over the top. But what makes me the most curious are the people that don't react at all. Like, we've taken it out, not in events, but like on the loop. And the people that are so into their time for jogging or whatever, that go right by it as if it's nothing. Not that I need the attention or anything. I'm normally a shy person and I never was seeking attention by doing this. But yeah, that's what really fascinates me the most.
You have a few other, or at least I know one other fun bike creature.
Yeah, the farting unicorn. And that was my friend Karen's idea. And the premise was, oh, do you think we could make a unicorn that farts glitter? And it's like, yeah, we can do that. Unlike the Cow Cycle, we ended up, my friend Alan and Karen and I, we made that, we built it in 2 or 3 weeks. And so any of these things, it's like the concept is the main thing. Like, it was a unique idea at the time for me. So it's like, yeah, it was cool.
Can we expect to see these bikes out and about at the next ciclovia or other events around town?
Yeah, and we're talking about building some more. And I know I have the bones for another Cow Cycle that's been sitting around for quite a while. And it'd be 7 speeds and disc brakes, all that, and easier to ride. So I've crashed it 2 times.
Oh, no.
Broken some bones, not my
yours.
Own.
Yeah, I've never actually ridden it, I don't know.
Yeah, you'll have to try it.
Yes. Pedaling the Pueblo is brought to you by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.